Deadly Cereal contains graphic depictions and is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Please do not take us seriously. We don't.
I'm really, really, really excited about this one.
I'm excited too. I honestly don't know much about it. This is a Lee episode. He's taking the reins.
I'm taking the reins.
He's got this.
Yes. Let's see. All right. This one's couldn't have picked a better one to start because this one's actually really, really fucking bad.
Yeah.
He's pretty much like the worst guy I've ever heard of. He's pretty terrible.
From what I have learned about him this week, he's prolific. Definitely got a body count for sure.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Pedro Alonso Lopez, aka the Monster of Andes, a Monster of the Andes, was born October 8th, 1948 in Santa Isabel, Colombia. Pedro's mom claimed to be a loving mother. He said that she was a prostitute who beat him, and he was witness to her Johns being abusive towards her and him, just all around real bad.
Good times. Good childhood, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. You know how they all go.
Yeah, pretty much. Every single one.
When he was 8... his mother caught him molesting his younger sister, resulting in her throwing him out of the house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's intense.
Oh, wow.
His mom thought someone took him. Distraught, she thought out to see a fortune teller.
Oh, because that's what you do, you know?
That's the first thing you do.
First person you call when your kid goes missing is the fortune teller.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get the fortune teller. The fortune teller told her that he got in a car with a guy and that they were at a place called Cali, not California.
But
I think it's like Cali or something.
Okay, yeah. In Colombia?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was really on his way to the streets of Colombia's capital, Bogota. Where he was found. I'm just going to pronounce it every single way, so I'm right at least once.
And at some point, you'll get it. So sure. He ran away when he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh my gosh. Okay.
This is intense.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was in Bogota, where he was found by a pedophile, because he's 8 years old. He's walking the streets of these really slums, really bad places.
Right.
He took him under the premise of a hot meal and a bed to sleep in. Instead, the man took him to an abandoned building and repeatedly sodomized him.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
So after he goes to the streets, he joined up with the local street gang of children protection called Gollumies.
Okay. I'm picturing again, a Hostel reference. I know that's like a twofer show, Hostel reference, but like those kids in the beginning, is that kind of like what he was in? Was it like a kid gang or was it just like?
Kind of. Yeah, okay. It's like one of those gangs.
Oh my gosh. Of the children, which is even more terrifying, I think, than a real adult gang. Oh,
absolutely. Because they know the streets inside and out and they're young and they're surviving. They got to be tough, man.
Fucking ankle biters.
Mm-hmm. Would use knives and belts over sleeping spots. Like they would literally have knife fights over a sleeping spot.
Oh my god!
I saw a video of it. It was insane.
Is this just like Colombia is just known to have like homeless children? Do you know, or is this just like a weird one off?
Yeah, they have a lot of homeless children. And
oh my god.
It's a very poor country.
Yeah.
They were they would eat out of the trash like dogs, or they would eat out of the trash with dogs.
Oh my god!
There's a bunch of dogs running around too.
That makes it so much worse. Like the first sentence, I was like, "Oh man, that sucks." And then you're like, "With dogs," I'm like, "Fuck, that really sucks."
Yeah. Not like dogs. Exactly like dogs, because they're doing it with dogs.
With the dogs. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Like they're waiting for Rover's turn to be over, so they can go into the. He also got into drugs, mainly Basuco. It's a derived form of cocaine.
Oh shit.
He learned to steal, survive, you know, go undetected, that kind of thing.
Street smarts.
He said at this point, his innocence is what drove him to a life of such horrors. He couldn't go to the cops, so after this, he would only go out at night. When he was 10, he was adopted by an elderly American couple in Bogota. They had empathy for him. You know, he's tough, you know, little kid. In the streets.
Living on the streets. My God. So that's good.
Yeah. 10-year-old begging on the streets, so they took him in. And they treated him like their own. And they enrolled him in school. And things were going great for a little bit. And
so I have a question. You said that they were a couple, American couple in Bogota. Did they take him to America, or they just kept, like, they just lived there, right? So he just stayed.
They lived there. They were just an American couple living in Bogota.
Gotcha.
When he was 12, he was molested by a male school teacher.
What the fuck?
I know, dude. He can't get a break.
Oh my
so
God.
He went home, stole his foster parents' money, and headed back to the streets. Like, every time this guy gets a break.
Yeah.
When he was 13, he was arrested for Grand Theft Auto. So he went to prison, and just after 2 days, guess what happens?
Did he get molested?
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God. He was 13?
Yeah, dude.
Stealing cars?
By, like, a gang of guys. He was, like, gang raped.
Really bad. My God.
But this time he got his revenge.
So what?
Yeah, get this. He hunted down his rapists, killed them with the shiv he had made. There had been claims that he had been raped by a fourth inmate that escaped his wrath, but the ringleader, Lopez, strangled to death by his own bare hands.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, so that, I've always thought, like, that takes a really long time, a lot of strength. You're fucking looking at the person. Like, you really want to kill somebody if you strangle them to death.
Absolutely. It is the most passionate way to kill somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty crazy.
Crazy and kind of cool.
After this, it is kind of cool.
I'm sorry.
I know. At this point, people. It's kind of cool.
Shiving people. And, that's
until he gets out.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this, he kind of changed a little bit. He vowed to never become a victim again, and he decided to pursue his own brand of justice.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No.
That's never a good thing when you start, you know,
your own brand of justice.
Yeah. Never.
Once you start any kind of judging, it's like bad.
No good. It's never good.
At age 23, he's finally released and travels to Peru, starts murdering.
Oh.
By 1978, he claims to have killed over 100 girls.
Holy shit.
He gets caught by trying to abduct a 9-year-old from an indigenous tribe and failed being captured by the indigenous tribe. As a result, he was beaten, tortured, and buried up to his neck by the tribe. Now, this is cool. And they were going to pour honey and syrup over his head and let the ants just eat him.
Oh, my God. I've heard of that. I love it.
Yeah.
Can we implement it in the United States?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Dope.
I'm cold today, man. Cold-blooded.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it. Let's bury some.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sun bleached skull is all that's left.
Oh, my God.
But that didn't happen.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I don't know.
It's not good. It should happen.
It's not good for us. It's good for him, I guess.
This slippery fuck.
Yeah.
this Christian missionary showed up. She's from the U.S. and she intervened, talked the tribe into handing Lopez over to the state police, and the tribe reluctantly agreed.
Oh, wow. She must have been pretty persuasive. They already dug a hole and everything, you know? It's like, you're committed at that point.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's crazy stuff.
I guess that she's a missionary and she's like, pulled that card, you know, like, I remember last week when I gave you a sponge bath.
Right.
Like, you owe me. Leave this guy alone. Yui cannot judge him. Only God can judge him.
Yeah, I'm sure it was something like that.
It's
sure.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
What the missionary didn't tell the tribe people is that she just let him go. Just let him go down the road. Just fucking kicked his ass out of the car saying, go be free, go be free.
Do you know if she knew what he had done?
No. Oh. She was unaware. I guarantee you if she knew, she would not do that.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Anyway, he returns to Colombia and later moved to Ecuador. During this time, he claimed to have killed about 3 girls a week.
Police
thought slavery and prostitution rings were abducting the girls.
Okay, that makes sense.
It does. He chose the weak, young, poor girls. Lopez says, I like the girls from Ecuador. They're more gentle and trusting, more innocent, not like the Colombian girls who don't trust strangers.
Oh, fuck you. Ugh.
He claimed he was saving these poor girls from a life of poverty. He also referred to his victims as dolls.
Oh, we've had that before.
Yeah, and just like that, he would revisit his graves and have what he would call tea parties.
What?
He'd one by one prop up and the victims and introduce old ones to new ones.
No.
And then eventually have sex with their corpses.
Oh my God.
And you I told said you this was a tough one. This is a lot for me to handle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is a lot to take.
It's a lot to digest. A lot to unwrap.
Really young girls too, right?
I know. That's what's so hard about this.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He specifically liked little girls ages 8 to 12. He'd approach the girls by saying, like, I'm a salesman. I don't know what that means, but... Or
maybe selling candy or something.
Yeah.
No.
Or I'm lost. Can you help me? You know, that kind of thing. He would always convince the victims to go willingly. He would never snatch and grab and go. He would always convince them.
Doesn't seem to look like the person I'm expecting him to look like, I guess. He must have been pretty like charismatic and normal looking. And they all are normal.
Approachable.
You know, yeah, approachable. Or these people wouldn't have gotten any, you know, the kids wouldn't have gotten near him, so.
And he's a textbook sociopath, so, like, he's really good at manipulation. He's fantastic at pretending to be something he's not, you know, he's a good actor.
They usually are.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Amazing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Then he found a young girl. She was a hardworking girl, just the type that would follow him. And she followed him under a bridge. He beat and then raped and strangled her to death.
And he just did this 3 times a week. Like he was going to the gym. Like this was his thing.
This is normal routine.
Yeah, just a routine. Like
flash flood near Ambata in 1979. 4 of his victims were uncovered and found. Days later, Lopez attempted to abduct a 12-year-old from the marketplace in Ambata. He failed or caught him. In the act, with the help of other women, was almost lynched on the spot. They almost fucking killed him right there.
Oh, gosh.
They had their hands on him, and they were going to kill him. But then a cop was like, no.
So he's gotten away, like, several times. Like, he just keeps, like...
He keeps slipping away.
Yeah. Full slippery Lopez here.
He was saved by police and arrested while claiming he was a good person with a clean heart and clean record and all that shit. He's a good guy. He's not.
Yeah, he's not killing 3 babies a week.
Of course not. That's ridiculous. He had standard integration until he told police he was not Ecuadorian, but Colombian drifter. A lieutenant then beat him and accused him of being part of a gang abducting little girls in Ambata. The officer threatened to kill him if he didn't confess. Lopez remained silent the whole time.
Oh, shit. So they knew. They knew that it was he had something to do with all this.
There are too many witnesses.
Yeah. Well, you can't do three times a week. Like, people are going to see stuff. I mean,
people are going to start missing their little girls.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so many. Three times a week. My God.
At this point, why not just let the officer kill him?
Yeah.
Do everybody a favor?
Yeah.
He's a fucking monster.
He is a monster.
And a young girl got her to follow him under the bridge, did his routine, threw her in a ditch, buried her with newspapers she was selling.
Oh my goodness.
So this particular young girl happens to be daughter of a chef or a baker or a cook or somebody reputable
in the community. Someone that would actually notice that and maybe be able to do something about their missing daughter.
Exactly.
Before they'd been just poor, you know.
Yeah, because that's how it works in this country, is that it is. Unless you have money, we don't give a shit.
Yeah, we don't care about you. Yeah.
So they actually listen to him and they send out a warning.
Just like to the town, like,
yeah, hey. Like warning, hey, there's this guy.
Oh, I thought it was, like, hey, you better stop killing all these girls.
No.
Okay, so like, hey, everybody, there's a child killer on the loose. That was a warning.
On the day of the chef's daughter's funeral, attendees catch Lopez with another little girl and take action.
So he's almost caught again with,
yeah,
you know.
Okay. He does it again.
Doesn't.
He can't stop. He doesn't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Uh-uh. In March 1980, he was arrested and confessed to killing 103 girls, including 53 whose bodies who had already been found.
Oh my gosh, so they found 53 bodies before they actually caught him. Or that they got him for it, I guess.
Yes.
Wow, okay. That's nuts.
And in January 1981, he was convicted of three murders and confessed to 300 sexual assaults and stranglings.
300.
Lopez was kept in a special wing for murderers and rapists. He was spent his days doing drugs and carving coins with Jesus on one side and the devil on the other.
Sounds like a good time.
It is. It's not a bad hobby.
It's not a bad deal.
It's kind of like Shawshank, you know, making little chess pieces.
Exactly. Only, you know, there's drugs.
Yeah, a lot more drugs.
I don't remember Dufresne.
No, they just Andy did the Dufresne. Suds.
Yeah. Just the suds.
In 1988, he was released from Ecuadorian government. In an interview from his prison cell, Lopez referred to him as the man of the century and was being released for good behavior.
So he called himself the man of the century?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So did they release him for good behavior? Like, that's a thing?
Yeah, the 3 years early for good behavior.
How much time did he initially get, wasn't it?
It's 16 years, right?
He got 16, yeah, I think that's what it was. He got 16 years for all of that and was released 2 years early.
Yeah. This pissed off the people of Ecuador. They wanted blood. According to an A&E biography documentary, which I watched, and it's very nice, it was reported that he was released from an Ecuadorian prison on August 31st, 1994, then rearrested as an illegal immigrant and handed over to Colombian authorities.
So he's bouncing from Ecuador to Colombia and just killing people as he goes.
Basically. Colombia charged him with a 20-year-old murder, and he was declared insane and held into a psychiatric hospital in Bogotá.
Bogotá.
So they got him they got him secluded at least.
Yeah, they got him on lockdown at least.
Yes. In 1988, he's declared sane and released on a $50 bail, subject to certain conditions.
$50.
The condition is that he has to keep having treatment and monthly he has to go see a judge.
That's it?
That's it. He left, went to go see his mama. He demanded his inheritance immediately, and his mom's like, I'm poor, you know, what the fuck? What do you want from me? I got 13 kids, shit.
You ran away when you were 8? Like, yeah. where have you been?
I kicked your ass out when you were 8 for, yeah. Oh, geez. All she had was a twin bed and like a little end table. So he took it, put it on the porch, said that if no one bought it, he'd set it on fire.
Whoa.
He sold the items, pocketed the money. Interpol released an advisory for his rearrest by Colombian authorities over a fresh murder in 2002. And he's currently wanted by the police.
Oh my God.
There is a shortage of information regarding Lopez currently. As of this day, his whereabouts are still unknown.
So this guy is out and about. And how old is he?
He would be 72.
72. So just, what is that, 19 years ago he killed somebody?
Yeah.
That we know of, like, 100%. There's still other people out there. I'm sure he's, you know, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
It's like the recommended amount of exercise to get a week. Like,
oh my God. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
3 to 5 times a week.
He doesn't skip leg day either.
No, he just, you can't.
Oh my goodness.
That is absolutely terrifying. That is so many kids. And it's crazy. Like, I don't know if that would have been able to happen in America. I hope not. But who knows what goes on with things like that, especially, you know, with the trafficking and scary, scary stuff.
People go missing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Ooh, this guy. He's
something special.
Really is.
Special kind of fucked up.
Didn't you tell me that his mom was still alive too?
Yeah. His mom's still alive. She was like, she's been on this earth like forever, right? She's like 90 something.
Yeah.
At least. And she looks like she is in touch with, you know, her spirit world and stuff like that. Anyway, she says that everybody that's ever been close to her, family, relatives, stuff like that, when they die, she's felt it, and she hasn't felt anything about him.
So she's pretty sure, she's sure he's still alive out there.
She basically says that she can feel him still alive.
Ugh, I wouldn't want to feel him doing anything.
I know.
That's disgusting. What a piece of shit, Pedro Lopez.
Pedro Lopez, monster prick.
Actually, and we also didn't mean to do two South American stories back to back, but
there might be another one up, you know, coming up, because there's a lot of shit that goes down in South America.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff down there. Be careful, people.
It's not the same as North America.
No.
It's different.
Wild. Not in South America yet. We're in Canada, though, which is very freaking exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That happened this week.
And Bahrain?
Bahrain, which I had to look up. Wasn't sure where that was.
That's insulting. Everybody knows where Bahrain is. Come on. We got listeners in Bahrain. We got fans in Bahrain.
Very proud to have fans there and listeners. And just thrilled with everything, really.
Yeah, it's going really great. We may do another live thing in the future, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's something kind of fun last time.
I have a question for the audience.
Okay.
Audience, would you want us to do Ed Kemper? He's been done over and over, but he's still so fucking fascinating. Like, would it be worth it for us to do a big heavy hitter like Ed Kemper? If you think so, or yes or no, just email us, please. Or even on our Facebook page, just let us know. Because I'm curious.
I think that if we do Ed, I think we should do a two-parter.
Absolutely. I think so, too. Like, when we do heavy hitters, it needs to be a two-parter, I think.
Yeah, like this one could have easily been a two-parter. I just got lazy.
You did good. You did good. It's your first one.
It's my first one.
You did great.
It's not too bad. I had a lot of help with my wife helped me quite a bit. Kristen.
Shout out.
Woo-hoo. Shout out to the wife. Just like to thank everybody for their continued support. Please email us for any questions or comments at deadlyserial@gmail.com. Please follow us on social media.
Yes, and we will be back here next week with a brand new episode.
Y'all stay safe out there.
Bye, guys.
Deadly Serial is only possible with your support. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course email us at deadlyserial@gmail.com. You can support our podcast by downloading the Anchor app or going to anchor.fm.